there was always the hope that we could persuade one of the other parties to drop their ill-thought-through ideas on fees. But the problem was, it was very clear after the elections, that Labour, who let's remember, had promised never to introduce fees and then introduced them, promised never to increase them, then increased them, and then set up a review which suggested there should be no limit on fees whatsoever. Labour have made it very clear that if they'd won the election, they would have put fees up massively. Peter Mandelson said so in his book. And the Tories also wanted to see unlimited fees. So I think while I'm very proud that I stood by the pledge that I made to people, it is very, very hard when you are the only party in the House of Commons of any size that doesn't want to have fees. It's very hard to win every fight.
To be fair, I suppose, people expected more from the Lib Dems, didn't they? And that's a backhanded compliment, really. You're quite right to say what Labour did, and everybody knew what the Conservatives were advocating. I suppose a lot of people voted Lib Dems thinking this lot are different.
I'm proud, actually, to be the first MP for Cambridge to actually keep a tuition fees pledge. Because Anne Campbell, when she was the Labour MP, said she'd oppose fees and then voted for them. But it is tough, and I wish we could get away from the situation. I wish we had managed to prevent fees from going up. I wish we'd been much clearer about the fighting, because there was an almighty row over fees. It wasn't just something where Nick Clegg and Vince Cable just said, oh yeah, fine. It was a huge, huge fight, which unfortunately we lost. Now, some of us, like me, took the line that I had made a promise and I was absolutely going to stick to it. Others felt that they had done the best that they could for students with a scheme which is much fairer than the previous one, which means, for example, part-time students who under Labour schemes had to pay all their fees up front now don't have to. So it is a better scheme in many ways than it would have been, and far better than either Labour or the Tories would have done on their own. But I still wish that more people had taken my line. I think Nick is right to apologise, and I think he's done it actually quite well.
Is this really an acknowledgement of the fact that despite the claims of many good decisions taken by this government have been influenced by the Liberal Democrats, sadly, it is the tuition fees which is constantly hung round your neck. So is this Nick Clegg at long last saying, look, we must move on? I am sorry.
Yes, and I think it's actually quite brave of him to do it. And it's really interesting. Lots of people say how politicians should admit when they're wrong and be more open about these things. When somebody like Nick does, people don't say, I'm really pleased that people have realised a mistake and try to learn from it. There's a lot of things that this government has done which I don't agree with. It's a coalition. The Conservatives are not people I would instinctively be supporting, nor a Labour for that matter. But there are things of which we can be very proud. We have managed to lift many low-paid people out of income tax, and I hope we'll be able to make sure that nobody who earns up to £10,000 pays any income tax at all. We've got the pupil premium that's helping people all around Cambridge and Cambridgeshire as well as the rest of the country. There's a whole range of things we are proud of. Tuition fees was a bad result.